we're here at Dublin Airport about to set off because Arsenal are playing Brentford tonight in the Premier League. I'm joined by Mark Fagan, Arsenal super fan, who only had to go and get a tattoo to get himself on this
trip. That was all. Yeah. Spent all my rent money on it as well. Yeah. So I'll give you a look at it if you want.
Yeah, let's have a look at this. Whatever the weather, the anthem,
yeah. And I spent all my rent money, but didn't tell the missus that, so it was all right. Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
When did you get that?
2 years ago, I'd say, right. Yeah. So I'll add more to it. There's loads of room there to add more.
Well, that's it. And given the way things are going this season, there might be plenty of opportunities.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, and a treble winning thing there, hopefully, yeah. If we can get that. No chance of getting tickets. So, like, this is like, apart from winning the lotto, this is like obviously the next best thing. Like, it's unreal. Like, but I even when I got the text, I was in work and I was in the staff room. I wouldn't even eat my lunch. Like, I couldn't eat my lunch. Like, I was just, I love to do it. Like, are you sick? Are you sick? I was like, no, I can't believe it. Like, I honestly couldn't believe I won it. So.
Five,
the top one,
108.
Right then, Mark, is this a familiar walk?
Yeah, familiar walk, Burger Man.
It's a familiar smell.
Familiar smell, yeah. True. Yeah.
It's like, it is like a real assault in the senses, especially when you're here early and you can just see all the food vendors.
Yeah, it's right,
just getting ready for the assault of people coming over the next couple of hours.
Yeah, flags and scarves and pins and badges and stuff around here on the left as well, yeah.
It's brilliant. It's 3:30, it's 7:30 kickoff, so we're 4 hours early for kickoff. I don't suppose you've ever been this early for
not
the
Emirates here, before. No. If I go to my local club, I'm always this early. Yeah. No, not over here, no. Not this early.
When was the first time you came to the Emirates?
Oh, God. Emirates-wise, probably 15 years ago or so. Highbury, obviously, before that, but yeah, maybe 15 years or so ago. But the Emirates, yeah.
Do you think it's changed a lot around here, like in terms of the energy around the club, the atmosphere in the stadium?
That was what I was going to say. Atmosphere 100% definitely has. I think since Arteta came in, I think it definitely has. I think they said that there's a quote, someone, I don't know who said it, that Wenger built the Emirates and Arteta turned the lights on or something.
That's
like that.
It. I think it was quote, so. James McNicholas, I think.
Yeah, so it's a good quote when you think about it, that it's he made the atmosphere and stuff like that. So yeah, no, it definitely has 100%, yeah.
Do you remember the first game you came to at the Emirates?
I can't remember who it was against, to be honest. No, I don't want to jinx myself here, so we'll put this out after the game, but I haven't seen Arsenal lose here.
Have you not?
No, actually, and they've all been wins, so I don't want to. I shouldn't have said that, to be honest with you, but I haven't seen them lose. Or even draw, as I said, at the Emirates. So any time I've been here, they've won, so hopefully it's a good omen type thing.
There's been a lot of work that we've done in the stadium over the last couple of years. So last time you were here, so it's just modernised quite a bit, really, just to reflect on the progress of the club and where we're at the moment. So when you go in, you'll see some sort of new artwork and new imagery
and some Christmas trees because it's that time of year.
David is like somebody who knows exactly what it's like to come over here as an Irishman and experience things on the pitch of Highbury as it was. It's almost a habitual thing to talk about this turf, given now that it feels that Arsenal have developed and cultivated a real relationship with the stadium and with the fans at this stage. Do you feel Highbury vibes off it at this stage?
Highbury will be always, you know, Highbury, and it's just there, you know.
Yeah.
But because of success, we outgrew Highbury.
Sure.
In that way, that, you know, the capacity and, you know, it just generate income as well. You had to move to bigger and better place, you know. And it does take a while to settle into the stadium, any new grounds, but it is a great ground, and they're even talking about, you know, there's plans, or the club are getting a lot of people to advise them because they want to make it better for the fans, maybe make it even bigger, more capacity and that.
Yeah.
So We're always trying to improve in that way, the stadium.
For sure. I think the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium is the one common compliment that Arsenal people give to their North London, and the only compliment. Yeah.
And their training ground.
Yeah, and their training ground. Training ground. It's also just as impressive.
They've got a chief executive now, Vinay. He used to be
course,
he was, who is a lovely man as well. So that's the three compliments.
Yeah, that's it. We were chatting earlier on, Mark, about kind of our experience of coming over, and I think both of our experience as like Arsenal fans actually comes from, I think we're both born in London and both born in England, and like from Irish fathers who would have started supporting Arsenal because of Irish players like yourself playing for Arsenal.
We go back down the road here, Stoke Newington. My parents are over working here. And I was born here in Stoke Newington, and it went back after about a month. My dad got a job back home and moved back, so I ended up back there. I come back over here last May, the 2nd of May. I was 67. I came on my 15th birthday here, and I'm, you know, still dodging around here after 52 years. Now, somebody just said to me,
hanging around that long, you know.
It's just quite amazing. I don't know where the years have gone. It's been a brilliant club. Played the first game and they said to me, are you okay to play Wednesday night? I think it's Sheffield United. Yeah, I feel all right. Played that. I kept asking that and I played the first 40 games. Yeah. And it was just roll on.
Incredible.
For me, it was just amazing. And I was up. We played Burnley a couple of weeks back. It's a lovely club to go to. Nothing seems to change. And I go there and I look and think, this is where it started. And I remember coming into the dressing room afterwards, and the dressing room was having really changed.
Yeah.
Remember Bertie me bringing my dad in from Ireland, which I didn't know they brought over for my debut.
Right.
And it was just, you know, fantastic to see him and appreciate my debut at 17, you know. No pictures, please.
Yeah.
That's the dodgy Arsenal fella that's taken that many dodgy pictures of me in that way stuff. But no, a great lad.
Did the Irishness of the club help you?
What attracted me more than anything else was I'd gone to United on Manchester United and they asked me to sign, was that when I came here I felt that there was players from the academy in the team, and he gave that impression they wanted to get their players through, and I thought if anywhere I'd had a chance, yes, it was that, you know. And I just, it's like if you go and buy a house, you buy an apartment or go somewhere on holiday after day, you get a feeling this is. And I felt right. It was the right place for me.
Yes.
And with a bit of luck, you might someday play and hang around here for a year or two. Not for 52 years. Nigel, want to meet this supporter?
If my dad was here, he'd be falling.
Yeah, same, yeah.
This is one of the best left backs. He covered me for many years.
Yeah.
He didn't do. Nigel, how are you getting on? Nice to meet you.
Hello there.
Come over from Ireland. Arsenal supporter for a long time.
Good.
You want to get a picture of him in there?
Yes.
Was Dave telling you how good he was then?
Well, you sound like you took him out a few holes as well.
They had me out plenty of times.
Probably every game, if I'm honest.
All right. I might see you later.
Yeah.
All right, take care, Nigel.
Thanks
for
Nigel.
Nigel, thanks for doing that. Real book done on Arsenal. He knows
he's
it all. And you've been this is the one that gave the speech to. Everything at Arsenal he documents.
I'm not going to go with David. Don't
even I can't believe even Stuart there, like a photographer. Just meeting a photographer, like it's just, it's unreal. Like it's just, especially with his speech and all that, like, before the Tottenham game. Like just even be him, never mind any players around like that. It's unreal. Can't believe Nigel Winterburn then coming up as well. Like I send this picture to my dad, he will cry. Like 100% he will cry when he sees this. So, yeah.
It's better than winning the lottery.
Yeah, I said before a lotto, but yeah, no, like you can't buy this experience. Like, you know, it's like, wait, like you win the lotto, I can't do this with a lot of money. Like, you know what I mean? So it's just, it's unreal. It's next. I don't know what to say to be honest. It's next level. Like it's quality, so good.
Game next, win next.
Win next. Yeah, two as well on Saturday. So.
Right then, it's finished up here at the Emirates Stadium, 2-0 to the Arsenal. I guess back to their solid best after not keeping clean sheets in the last couple of games. The only threat that Brentford actually posed was from set pieces, so that must be the most satisfying thing. Before we get to you, David, first word to you, Mark. Your whole experience tonight.
Yeah, unbelievable. Best day I've ever had, and I'll never have a day like it again.
Really?
Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Even me standing here looking at these lads so close to me, it's just, I'll never top it. Never.
I got a lot of sway here, but he's asked me could I get him in.
I'll just give you a ball. I'll just go. I don't care.
I don't know whether I can get him on the pitch or not.
Yeah.
That way stuff.
Alba.
This is commonplace enough, David. All the players who didn't play the full 90 or just played all.
Exactly. But you've really put me on the spot trying to get in the game there.
Give us your thoughts on tonight. I mean,
tonight was pretty good. Tonight is about how you really win the league. Really, you're not going to play great. It's about, you know, even if you're not at your best, win. Second goal came later than you'd have liked, really.
Mm-hmm. We said that could have came 10 minutes earlier,
but it was a worthy 3 points. Yeah. It was a workmanlike 3 points, I would say. But that's how you win the league, really.
I must say, the tension in the stadium, given it's my first time at the stadium this season, the tension in the stadium before the second goal is actually a really good tension. The crowd is responding really well to this. It's not a nervousness, it's like a support from the stands.
But it's an anxious, you know, as well.
There's anxiety within us.
There is. Yeah. You know, you get the odds, say, that particularly Brentford, say, strong on set players, and you just don't know at times. A nice delivery in from a corner, it's a flick on, and it wanders to the back post, somebody nods it in, and you know, the 1 point to 3 points, it makes such a hell of a difference in that way. But no, as I say, it's great you've come over. It's great that you've enjoyed it. The main thing is we've got 3 points as well.
I predicted 2-0 before.
Because if you ever, if you ever decide to bring you over again, now we'll let you in.
David, a pleasure. Thanks very much for your company evening.
Nice to have the dubs over.
Yeah.
In that way. It's a pleasure. And as I say,
love your company this evening as well.
Cheers, thank you.
Thanks, David.
No trouble at all.
Be talked off here now. So it was literally, we kept meeting the same few people at the games and stuff. We were like, geez, we'll set up an all WhatsApp group and stuff and just get it going from there. So we had our first meet-up at the Champions League final in Lisbon, which was
a pretty good place to have
a great place, and it was obviously the best day ever, beating Barcelona.
I was so nervous for that game, I couldn't imagine.
Oh, it was I don't think anyone has.
It got to 70 minutes and I was like, okay, I'll watch the final 20
and the nerves, and then the sun was beating in, so we were all getting sunstroke and it was oh geez, and then the goal went in, it was the best day ever, and then straight down to Pink Street and it was just pandemonium then for the night. It was unbelievable.
I suppose to start off with, to thank Off the Ball and Guinness 0-0 for such an amazing prize. It's not every day you get a VIP trip to the Emirates in London. I suppose the day itself was amazing, you know, getting to go in around the Emirates Stadium, getting a read, we got probably the best tour you could ever get, down pitch side, watching the teams warm up, getting to stand, getting down onto the pitch itself. We had a fantastic tour guide as well. She was amazing. She showed us every nook and cranny inside the stadium. What made it extra special was meeting Louise Quinn. a former Arsenal player, and an overall Ireland legend. Like, so yeah, that was amazing. Her knowledge of the game and the stories that she told us, what an absolute legend. Like, I actually met Louise over in Australia. I went over to the World Cup when the women qualified for it, so we said we'd head over first, and we actually, when they landed in the airport in Sydney for their first ever World Cup game, there was a couple of us there to meet the team and stuff, but to be able to sit down and listen to her stories from her playing days was some experience. Like, what an absolute legend. Like, I suppose the trip itself, always amazing to go to the Emirates. Like, you sit down, you watch the men's game throughout the years, and you see all the people at it, and you see the crowds and stuff. You go to Meadow Park watching the women's game the last couple of years, and there might only be 200 people at it. Like, and now going to the Emirates and you're sitting there with 60,000 people is pretty amazing. Like, so it just really shows how far the women's game has come, and yeah, it was just an amazing trip overall. What an experience. Like, wants to take off the ball and in the 0-0 for the opportunity. It was one of the best days